the boys show. Na 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 boys show.
Boys cast. That's a real podcast, actually, I think.
If you ever shit when you're looking to fart, it's the boys cast.
I've farted when I've been looking to shit, for sure.
Yeah, I've definitely farted when I've been looking to shit. I don't think I've ever shit myself. I think if you shit yourself by accident when you think it's a fart, it usually means you're sick. Like, it's not just a poor sign of health. It actually means like something's wrong. Tell me
boys
if I'm
cast.
Wrong about that.
We're boys men. Cast. Sometimes cast when I'm before. Very sick, I shit.
Sometimes I'm straight up not well. I eat undercooked beef.
My body is failing.
Uh-oh. My blood sugar levels are an alarming low.
I can't eat red meat anymore.
It is a podcast for doctors by doctors.
For doctors by sick people. It's just like doctor porn where they're like,
yeah,
oh, I can fix
like
that guy up.
You know when people online complain that their like doctor is rude to them and tells them to be healthy and that that's ableist and stuff?
Yes.
This is the remedy to that is a podcast for doctors by sick people. That's just like, you don't understand.
Get it out of their system.
I feel
nice
bad and I shit myself.
We get a doctor who's like, I love this podcast because, you know, I'm such a mean doctor to people and I needed to listen to sickly people so I could just get it out of my system. I just listen to it by myself and I'm just like, you have to eat more. You're not...
Eat it.
Drink any water.
You need a stick of celery. Get a stick of celery. Lie down.
Our first guest is just our parents who are yelling at us that we've never had a vegetable.
My parents are doctors, and as far as I can tell, like 90% of the time, every appointment is just like, lie down. Get out of my office. You
most
don't need to be here.
are people who do not have appointments. Yeah. Barge in asking for help. Can you look at this, please?
I've been listening to a podcast that says that it's okay I'm sick.
No, that's our big problem, is that we tell our listeners every episode, we say, if you're sick, that's good.
It's good for you. It gives you humility.
People will respect you more.
Come down off of that high horse and into this ditch I dug. I feel like we have to explain the show.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Which, as the only host, I think is my job, probably.
Yeah, I've only derailed.
First of all, I'd like to welcome the audience once again to another episode of Ballin' Out Girls Time. Boys edition, no girls again. Katie's internet. So what you have to understand about Katie is that she lives in a neighborhood where sometimes it is 1994 and the internet hasn't like come out yet, and so she can't call into the show because she has no access to that technology, and instead I just have to kind of like guess what her thoughts are on stuff and kind of just take her girl's energy and just channel it and make it my girl's energy,
right?
And that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna check in with her in a little bit and see if maybe your internet is working then. Both of her jobs rely on her internet. I was complaining about this before, but at some point it's like, this has got to get to you all the time. Anyway, I'm Alex from The Normal Show. Hello, I'm here with famous comedian Jeremy Kaplan.
Oh yeah. The podcast is going to blow up after I'm on. I'm basically the Baja man.
That's true. Yeah, Jeremy released Who Let the Dogs Out in the 90s. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, Katie's listening to it right now. It just came out for her.
Yeah, when Katie gets really mad, that's what she listens to. You may recognize Jeremy from video games. You ever play video games and you think someone should take these on?
Someone needs to take these down a notch. This Mario guy's had it too good for too long. It's the boys podcast.
Mario's shitting.
I in high school, I used to occasionally read the website HeyLols. It was a Halo jokes, video game jokes. HeyLols.
Very funny. What was that like? I hadn't heard of that one.
Oh, they had just like funny little memes. They'd be Master Chief would get into some shenanigans.
Keep in mind, when I was a child, it was still later in history than Katie's living now. So, like, we had true. Video game jokes, but it's just true. Not those ones. I used to read this thing called 8-Bit Theater. That was a comic strip. Did you ever see that one?
I've heard of it. Oh, hey, look who it is.
I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know what the fuck was happening. And then for a while,
and
it was...
Katie Rose Leon!
I'm not, like, the most technical savvy person, but it's just, like, why the fuck would Squadcast... Like, my internet was just exclusively not working on Google Chrome, which is supposedly the one that's always supposed to work on, and this fucking thing doesn't work in Safari, so then I had to download Firefox, and then now I'm here. So I don't understand...
Just to be clear... For podcast listeners, this is Patak doing an impression of Katie, and it's pretty. It sounds like
I've
her.
I've gotten very good at it. I sound just like Katie now.
Here, I'm doing it again. Ah, I'm Katie. I'm stuck in a vent. I fell down. I'm sleepy.
Yes, I am correct. Oh, by the way, okay. The cat has finally gotten off my arm, so I'm in a good place here.
Jeremy, what's in the background there?
Oh, I couldn't figure out what anime background I wanted to make my background, so I just made it a Google search of cool anime background.
Cool, cool. Sick, sick, sick.
Jeremy was saying he usually puts on a full movie in the background of his, of his video calls, and I was like, you can't do that, because I will watch the movie instead of recording a podcast.
Yeah. The movie's Heat. It's a 3-hour movie, so we could do a long podcast. Watch that whole thing.
Well, there's just so much to discuss today, everyone. For one, I don't think the initial thing needs more explaining, but it is white boy summer. It's a summer for white boys by white boys.
This was kicked off by your role model, Chet Hanks, right?
Yeah, by my role model, Chet Hanks. That's right.
Okay.
I love that guy.
I do love that, like, America's real sweetheart, like Tom Hanks, who, like, is the most beloved man in cinema history by, like, grandmas and, like, you know, the Today Show, has just an embarrassment of a piece of shit son. It's so good.
Yeah, Colin Hanks. I agree. Colin Hanks is an embarrassment.
And then he has a cool son, They're... Chet Hanks, that we all want to have sex with.
First of all, you name a motherfucker Chet. That's on you.
Yeah, that's fucked
that's
up.
True.
It's not nice.
He was, like, kind of by design going to come out like this. There's not a lot of Chets who aren't like this, I don't think. I don't think it's worth talking about the white boy summer, as by this point in the week in the news cycle, we are all exhausted of it, by it. It wears on us like a heavy load on our backs. But I do think it's worth discussing... that he's released the merch for White Boy Summer.
Oh.
And something about printing it in cursive makes it look real white powery and probably
oh,
not
where
a
can I find
way.
It? Here, I'm going to Google it.
Wait, I accidentally Googled white power. I just straight up Googled. I did not mean to do that.
That's not going to help you understand the shirts.
No, I was like, it does look bad. You're just Googling white power.
I'm looking at this picture of Mussolini here, and that is not the summer.
Like, is
oh,
there
yeah,
like
this
an
is not good.
Is there, like, an official website or something I can find?
I just Googled it, and I looked up White Boy Summer merch, and then I went to images, and there's someone has posted an image of the shirt, and then Tom Hanks doing, like, a uh-oh face.
Oh, God.
I am Tom Hanks. I'm ready to play Scooby-Doo in the forthcoming film.
I need to correct Alex. So he's not talking about cursive. He's talking about the like block letters that you used to get. Like it's gothic
old-timey.
Font. Like what you used to get. Like your when
I would call it a
you know
blood and soil font.
No, because cursive makes me think of live, laugh, love. The gothic thought is definitely white powery. It's very white powery. It's very like...
It kind of just lets the other races know that this is an exclusive sweatshirt.
All right, so...
Imagine wearing that shirt? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm bad at the internet. So I know that one white boy, Hanks... invented white boy summer. Can someone just give me the larger context of how did this happen and why?
Yeah,
just
I
like
think
a short blurb.
Live. I think he went live on Instagram and said it's white boy summer.
Yeah, there's a wider context to understand here. Chet went off.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Chet has famously defended his use of the N-word.
Chet, the best part of the video is like right after he declares the announcement of White Boy Summer for his press release. He's like, it's White Boy Summer, not like Donald Trump, but like cool guys.
cool white boys.
Not in a bad way. Buy my sweatshirt.
I...
You can't wear that shirt.
It's just so uncool.
People are going to have it.
It's just so uncool.
It's insane.
For someone who like really wants to be cool, I just don't get why you would do something so whack. Like, it's just so bad.
I don't think I've gone on the record about this, but I think what people on the internet don't understand is there are around 100 times more Chet Hankses in America than there are Katie Rose Leons. So people are going to have these shirts.
No, I know. I just like I'm having trouble understanding, like, I'm okay. Let's do a thought experiment, okay?
Okay.
I am a Chet Hank type Pokemon. What
Welcome.
Do I want in life? I want bitches. I want to party.
Right.
I want to look. I want clout.
You want sandals that you could use to open your beer bottles.
Yeah. I'm
you want
like
a successful
fucking...
acting career to mirror that of your father.
Yeah. I like.
He's a rapper,
a boat.
Too.
Yeah. I want like a boat. I want like. You know, I want like rappers. To
your father
cool.
to love you.
Yeah.
More than
Why?
Colin.
White Boy Summer is so inherently whack to the people that Chet Hanks wants approval from. Like, I could see Chet Hanks showing up in his White Boy Summer merch, like head to toe, and like, you know. All the, like, you know, hip-hop moguls, streetwear aficionados, hot IG models, they're going to laugh at him. So, like, why is he... I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Katie, you're not thinking with white boy mindset. What? You have to have the mindset you're going to put on the white boy summer swag, a term you invented that has no other connotations, and you're going to show up, and people are going to respect your industrious mind.
Yeah, I get...
That's putting out new vibes.
The fundamental ingredient here that I guess I'm completely forgetting about is delusion. Like the hyper confidence.
It's a big part to forget about. I gotta
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Doing 90%
right.
of the lifting.
The confidence here of just beating Chet Hanks. I really forgot about that. And that's on me.
Well, I know you said you don't follow this on the internet, but the phenomenon so far on the internet, and this is early into White Boy Summer. I mean, it's still March.
It's White Boy Spring.
It's debatably White Boy Spring still.
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about White Spring at all.
I'm sorry.
That's too close to
it's
some
still
other
Arab
stuff.
Spring. Anyway, as the advent of White Boy Summer comes along, so far the results are mostly that I've seen girls feeling confused in how horny they are for Chet Hanks just due to his sheer confidence and his musk that goes through the camera.
People are horny for him?
They're so horny for
are
him.
They, people
are
horny for
horny
everybody.
For his... Are you sure it's not his money?
No, I think it is probably partially. It's not just his money. It's the fact that his lifestyle is made out of money to create
That's
this
true.
Snowman of confidence. and they want to have
good word.
Do you think he loves snow? Like the rapper?
It is white.
In
my cat is howling at nothing. Sorry.
Okay. It is true that there's so many like basic people out. I am not surprised it took off because there's a lot of basic people on the internet and they love a hashtag. And you know, I know a lot of men feel left out by Meg Thee Stallion because they're like, oh, I'm not a giant supermodel ass rapper.
Oh, she's
I can't
too
do
thick.
Hot Girl
I
Summer.
I can't handle it.
What about me? What about my summer? So, like, I get it. I'm just...
If I tried to park that boat on my rig, the dang thing would fall off.
Is Chet, like... He's a rapper. I know he's, like, a rapper, but, like, does he have songs? Like, can we... Is there something to listen to?
You both are missing the point. It's not about his songs.
No,
I think it's a little bit about his songs.
I just want to know.
Who's making Chet beats? What?
I looked up Chet.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Like,
I looked up Chet Hanks rap, and the third video is Immortal Technique. And he says, Chet Hayes is not a N, and then it says asterisk, and neither are we.
Well, Immortal Technique, that's a whole other conversation, I feel like.
Or not that part of it. Do they know each other? Are they friends?
Is this his friend, Immortal
I think
Technique?
If you're rich enough, you can pay off people to say
you
that
can just be friends with
friend.
Immortal Technique.
I think Immortal Technique is like S tier of difficult
technique.
Celebrities to befriend, actually.
Really? Yeah, I guess that's true. But I feel like you could pay off like a... Like, I feel like Inspect Your Deck isn't doing anything. Like, you could probably pay him to, like, hang out.
Oh, yeah. You can get somebody. You can get some people. I bet he's got some great musicians in his corner. Because, I mean, you know musicians. A lot of them are like this.
I do.
Coasting on vibes.
Off the rec... Oh, wait, we're behind the paywall. Yeah, no. Musicians are crazy. I could say that back here.
I would love for Behind the Paywall to become the new Off the Record. Like, that's what people say.
Balling out Off the Record.
Ooh, don't tell anyone.
Ooh.
Keep this to yourself.
Sorry, I'm listening to Chet Hanks' song Do It Better.
Stop calling him
Chet
Hayes. That makes you sound like an even cooler guy.
That's what it says in the beginning. It says Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes sounds like a 90s softcore actor.
That's basically what the song sounds like it's made by.
Could you send it to me? Could I put it in the show?
Yeah, hold on. I'll
no, we'll just close with we'll close with Chet Hayes.
I just, you know, how is it compared to that Lil Nas X song? Because I was actually, the video was horny, but I actually didn't love the song. I was disappointed by it.
I liked the song enough. That was all right.
It's a pop song. It'll grow on you.
It doesn't. I don't like that kind of beat. It had. It was like too like. I wanted it to go harder.
Chet Hanks' song sounds like a Lonely Island R&B parody with no jokes in it. That's what his song sounds like. Where you're like, when is Andy Samberg gonna show up?
Where's Andy? See?
This real talk, I was thinking about pitching to my friend to do a like once monthly pop culture podcast that would just be like a sister thing to this show. And this is exactly what I would want to do. It's just be like, explain Chet Hanks to me for an hour.
We have your researchers hard at work.
He's an interesting guy because I don't want to say cool, I guess, but he there's a lot of Chet Hankses out there. And none of them have ever been. None of them have been made by Tom Hanks, is all I'm saying. Like, it's just the first time a Chet Hanks has existed from a Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks also has never had the confidence to create his own rap songs.
No, he wants to.
That's something America has noticed.
He really wants to, you can tell.
Like, he wanted an accompaniment to Castaway that's kind of like a hard, stranded man rap album.
You can tell the way when he's like he wants to do a verse on like You've Got a Friend in Me in Toy Story. Like, you can tell he's dying to do a rap verse. Oh my God.
So fly, call me Buzz. Look out, cowboy.
No.
I do have a segment I want to get to.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what? Let's just go straight into it. I think this is something the listeners are going to be very excited about. This is our triumphant return to anime news. Play the jingle.
There's a new anime news? Is this
There's a
actual...
new anime news.
Is this from the place we get all anime news, or is this different anime news?
So all of our anime news comes from one coordinated website at animematch.com, a dating site for anime lovers.
I have to explain. Its UI is WordPress. Yeah. It's a WordPress-built dating site. There's 10 people on it, and one of them was me because we reached a Patreon goal.
Did you meet
anybody?
And something
like 200 listeners, we put Katie on there and was like, just have at it. And then it was just her and pedophiles and teens.
Was there like a single other person? Like,
there was like, I would say there's like 30 people on that site, but maybe like 15 are active at the time. Right. And this was 2 years ago. So
also, it's worth noting on the website, I think you can make a profile at like 13 or something. So a lot of them are teenagers.
Yeah, which is illegal on dating sites, by the way. But they have a news section, and news is used very loosely.
Right. The news is important information you need for your life. And I wanted to have Katie on for this because I wanted to check. This is the top item on the page, and I'm pretty sure we haven't done it before. Have we done 8 solid reasons why do guys like boobs?
Alex Patak, we have not, and you know what? I simply must know. What are the top 8 reasons why guys like boobs?
Before we dive into it, I'm trying to find any information of the people who run this website because I want to know what their deal is. And I went to their like About Us page, and there's nothing. Like, their Twitter is suspended. Their Instagram has 11 followers. Meet our team. The people are, like, the most generic names. Like, the big boss is Evil Cookie. And then the chief technical officer is named Alex Rodriguez. And it's think it's the baseball player.
So, we have a theory. It's one person for everything, including these articles. And they have such a weird profile because of like what all these stories they published are. We are built, it's a very complicated, we're thinking older man, but we're
you have to
unsure.
Understand, Jeremy, all of these articles are written with the same strong literary voice, and you're gonna know what I mean in a minute. We do not have 8 top reasons guys like boobs, but what we do have are 8 solid reasons, and I would like to get into them. So feel free to stop me at any time here. I'm just going to get through the introduction.
Okay.
And we'll finally get to the bottom of this.
Why? I need to know.
Without a doubt, this is one of the biggest mysteries of the world. No, really. Why do you guys like boobs so much?
It's a mystery. Call Scooby-Doo, it's a mystery.
No, really, why do guys like boobs so much? There are countless theories out there that range from scientifically proven to all-out ridiculous. Remember those cheesy movies where the girls are forced to point to their eyes and say something like, "Hey, I'm up here, not down there," to a guy that's staring at their chest?
Gun to their head. They're forced to do this.
I remember those classic films of "My Eyes Are Up Here, Fellas." All the films.
Hey, classic, it's Chinatown. Canon. My eyes are up here. Well, even though it's not funny anymore, the fellas are indeed infatuated by boobs.
It's not funny anymore.
That's a great sentence. Now, this quote-unquote abnormal attention is very much appreciated by the ladies, which is why it's all good.
Wait, can you read that one more time?
This abnormal attention is very much appreciated by the ladies, which is why it's all good. That's what it says.
It's good that we had Katie here for this one, because otherwise we would have just blown right past that. Like, that sounds true.
We would just nod and move on.
When was this published? Like, recently, right?
This has to be one of the newest articles. I mean, it's at the top of Anime News.
It's breaking Anime News.
I just feel like this had to come out during or after Me Too. I just can't.
I don't think AnimeMatch.com has gotten Me Too yet, but we're gonna get through it. I gotta get to the part where he starts listing the reasons, so I'm gonna finish intro really quick.
You know, and I will let you go off and I'll stop interrupting, but you know, it is true that I am a flatter chested woman, so maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know the joys. And I think if I did have some big swinging natties, that I would appreciate the abnormal attention brought to them. And that's why I'm asking Joe Biden, buy me a boob job. I'm out here demanding Joe Biden and his administration buy me big old ditties right now. Joe Biden.
Mac, our Katie's, they don't got swinging natties like they used to, Mac. They can't hold it down milk wise, and that's why it's all good. This is the rest of the intro. The point of this, why do guys like boobs post? is to try to figure out the physical and mental reasons for this obsession. Don't worry, we won't get overly scientific. Interesting fact, human females are the only creatures on the planet Earth that grow their boobs with maturity. That is not true.
Not true.
No way.
That's just not true. That's just, like, scientifically not true.
I was worried this would get too scientific, and I'm glad it's not starting that way. Why is that exactly? Believe it or not, the docs / scientists / historians haven't come up with an answer yet. Okay, let's go right ahead and talk about the things we know. Number one.
Not much.
Before you say number one, though, you should point out it starts off with a big thing that says, why do guys like boobs? Breaking it down. Because
breaking it down.
After number three is a new title.
One through three is the breakdown.
Jeremy, you are catching on to the nuances and wonders of Anime News wonderfully. You understand the artistry that is here.
It's important to read the news, everybody. Follow up on the news so you know what's happening in the world.
It's the only way we can stop Trump. You have to read the news.
You have to read Anime News.
1 through 3 points on the guys like boobs post is to break it down, whereas 4 through 8 is the learning more interesting facts. So you have to break it down before you get to the facts. Uh-huh. Number one, they are mesmerizing.
Does it elaborate?
Oh, it sure does.
Can you pick
some
highlights?
We're not going to have time to read all of these because there is a good amount of type crammed into this article, but we'll go through the first few. They are mesmerizing. From a physical point of view, a woman's breast is very beautiful. No matter the size, the shape, or the color, it's what makes a lady look incredibly feminine. Some experts claim that boobs make the boys and men think that the opposite sex is very fragile, quote, which is true.
Whoa! Anime Match is taking a turn. Like Anime Match News, like, always had a perspective, but it sounds like since the, like, Why Are Daughters Like This article, he, like, joined some dark triad shit and has come back.
I know! What if his daughter was reading this? She's so fragile.
Why Are Daughters Like This?
Yeah, there was a whole article like, why is your daughter a bitch? Or, like, basically, it's like...
The rest of the sentence, opposite sex is very fragile, which is true, and thus certain mechanisms kick in, forcing them to like women even more. But does it really have to do with that? We'll probably never know! That's the other thing you have to understand about these articles. A lot of the points ended, we'll probably never know. In all of them.
This is, like, one of the most insane ones we've read on here. Please continue.
Number two, a woman's chest makes a man's imagination go wild.
It's true.
Ooh la la. As opposed to being mesmerizing. Two different things.
Right. Well, they are mesmerizing.
When you're mesmerized.
Sometimes, they don't help you write your novel.
I actually wasn't eligible for the vaccine. I just mesmerized the FEMA workers.
But then made them go wild as well.
I mean, there were those photos of that woman who got naked during the, like, protests against the police, right? That was a thing.
Right.
It's because she read this article.
She was hoping to make law in this country go wild and end the police. But alas, I'm reading here. It's no secret that a right piece of clothing can turn a man on even stronger than a completely nude body. We, the humans.
This is written by a non-human, for sure.
Are very curious and inquisitive creatures. It helps us survive in the harsh world and find new shelter, food, and make new acquaintances. And a woman's chest looks incredibly sexy and mysterious when hiding behind a dress, bra, or anything else.
What could be there? What?
I'm imagining, like, the person writing this is, like, reading it out to someone, and there's someone just, like, nodding and, like, taking notes on in a notepad, just like, oh, all right, okay, humans are very acquisitive.
Do you think that paragraph's done? No, not quite yet. Make sure to add something else at the end. It says, the ladies sure do know how to pick a naughty piece of lingerie. End of paragraph.
They sure do.
Number three. Boobs move in a very sophisticated manner.
What?
That, I mean, that's just true.
Facts. Break it down. The sight of moving breasts, parentheses, like when a girl is busy running on the treadmill.
What? This sir needs to be banned from fucking Planet Fitness. Take away his PMA. He's banned.
I like watching a girl on the treadmill and thinking, she's busy.
That's only because they keep saying that to him when he tries to talk to them. I'm busy.
Ask you about your breasts? She says she's busy. The sight of moving breasts, like when a girl's busy running on the treadmill, is very captivating for any grown human male. They can stand there for hours trying to figure out the exact, quote, pattern that the boobs follow in their movement.
This is not normal. Okay. You two are...
This is not normal.
It's normal. It's white
okay,
boy
like...
summer.
Normalize saying that women stand for hours trying to figure out the exact pattern that their boobs will follow.
Listen, I'm a huge pervert, and I'm gay. So, like, I'm just saying, like, this man's murdered someone, right? Like, it's just like...
I think so.
Surely, Katie, you can understand the intricate patterns of movement that these breasts follow.
Movement. Did you say boobment?
Boobment.
I'm
the
a
pattern
boobment.
Of boobment.
Like, I'm just imagining a scientist with, like, bird tracking, like, data, but it's like, you can see there's, like, a woman overlaid, like, the movement is moving eastward towards
the Canadian
border.
I remember when I was an acting freshman at NYU in my boobment class.
Do boobs follow magnetic north? If you get lost in the woods, you're like, quick, Trisha, take off your bra.
I feel Polaris in my nipple.
Sorry, go on. This is the most insane one of these we've read.
Well,
I can't.
Katie, this part's gonna appeal to you, okay? This is important. The interesting thing is, for the ladies, this is funny at best, but for the fellas, it has an enchanting effect. Again, this phenomenon is very often being used in the movies and is a cliche.
Too many movies.
We're so tired of it.
I'm so tired.
Sophisticated movement. Do we want to read all of the
you can, like,
right, let's at least
the
do
highlights.
The headlines
I think,
here.
I think yeah. You have to read at least the reasons why. Maybe not like the paragraphs, but you must read the top, because the last two are very good. Actually,
okay.
They're all very good.
So these are the more interesting facts part. Number four, they feel amazing against a guy's body.
Fact.
Person needs to be banned. like you remember that article from Return of Kings that was like how to fuck cosplayers? Like, this dude is in, like, get him away.
Following this trend, it does seem like one of the items is going to be like, they make a mean lamp.
Yeah. You can just reach out and take them if you want. Who's to stop you?
No one can stop the carnal lust of man.
Fact.
Number five, this one's a little bit more intellectual. People always want what they don't have. That's, I mean, true.
Yeah,
that's a boob,
it's
fact.
Written by a man.
I assure you, this man has some boobs.
This is a quote from this. Is it might sound silly and childish, but hey, the world keeps spinning, doesn't it?
It
live,
sure
laugh,
does.
Love.
Number six, a woman's breasts are very, quote, maternal.
How can
that's
this
a fact.
Article be about wanting to rip someone's boobs off and jerk off to them and then be like, but they're also my mommies.
Oh, you know what? Katie, this guy addresses exactly what you were saying before. He says, however, these people can't really explain why the girls don't feel the same way, parentheses, except for the gay women, of course.
Yeah, I'm one of the fellas. Ooh, I go both ways, so I'm the ultimate fantasy until they hear what my voice sounds like.
Oh, no! Katie, welcome to the fellas.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love... Hey,
welcome to White Boy Summer.
Number
You're
seven.
Invited.
Wait, I should have put on my baseball jersey. Go Mets, baby!
Number seven, boobs are trendy.
They're in. Boobs are in.
Boobs
butts
are
after
out.
Years of being out of style, boobs are in, which is hilarious because it's all about asses now. So I don't understand where this person's been, but whatever.
Just real quick, the first sentence of that is very funny. Just yes, as ridiculous as it might sound, marketing is a very powerful thing. And since the ancient times, people have been making money on the beauty of a woman's body. That is why, exactly why, even 10-year-old boys, kids practically, are talking about boobs.
It's the line there that a 10-year-old is not a kid, because that is upsetting.
It says that they're talking about boobs,
well,
at school. Do you guys have you considered that this person is a teacher?
No,
they teach
no,
me
no,
every
no,
week.
No. Actually, though, where I grew up, there was a lot of teachers that suddenly retired. So I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh yeah.
Wow. They must have been good at their jobs.
Oh, so good at mentioning young bodies.
Okay, I mean, hey, it says objectification is not really a good thing, though.
It's yeah, he does say that. He really covers his bases. He knows his daughter may be reading. She's very fragile. I'm going to read the last item completely. Number eight is no reason. Why do you guys like boobs? No person out there can give you a 100% true answer, which is why no reason seems to be the most accurate thing to say. Obviously, all those things we discussed today are still quite important in helping us understand the very nature of this fixation. But at the end of the day, it's just the nature of things, and you can't really go against Mother Nature! Exclamation point.
I'm leaving a comment. I'm leaving the name Jeremy Kaplowitz, and I'm leaving the email jeremykaplowitz@gmail.com, which is, of course, my email. And I'm writing, thank you for this information. I've been wondering why guys like boobs, and this information has been very helpful. At the end of the day, it's just the nature of things, and you can't really go against Mother Nature, which is a quote from his article. And then I wrote a little arrow, and it says, something I learned from you. Thank you, Jeremy. And we'll see if he responds.
Wow. See, it's good you did that, because that will encourage him to write more articles, which we do want. I don't think they probably get a lot of feedback otherwise.
Bad news, I don't know if it's sent. Oh, it did send. Oh, it's on there. If you refresh, you can see my comment, and it's got a little photo of me. Oh, no, it says awaiting moderation. I'm sorry, never mind.
Okay, well, we'll check back on that. In the meantime, Who is ready for a wonderful episode of Tenchi Muyo Ryooki from 1994?
I am, yeah. I am.
I would love to know what this is about, what this show is about.
It's about love and spaceships.
It's about
and,
love.
And, yeah, and being a young boy who everyone wants to fuck.
You know who's not hypnotized by boobs and actually does not seem to mind about their rotations at all is Tenchi.
Yeah, I noticed that as well, because there's some nudity.
He's an alpha.
At his peak, he is not interested, which does raise the question we have not addressed on the show. Is it possible Tenchi is just gay?
I don't think so. I think if anything, he's on the ace spectrum.
He very well may be. He is never around another man who is not his father, so it would be impossible to tell.
That first episode, he's around his friends, and they seem to have a very friendly, platonic relationship.
Well, he punches him in the nose, which is sometimes what you do when you're just, like, so sexually excited that you have to lash out.
Yeah, I don't think it was that vibe, though.
Fellas know.
I guess you're right.
Fellas know. It's a podcast for boys.
It's the boys' podcast.
So, Jeremy, your question is, what is this show about?
Yeah.
Because
I watched the one episode, episode 9.
All you need to know, I mean, they have like a lot of lore happening or whatever, but the show is just that there's 4 or 5 adult women who want to have sex with this high school student, and some of them are thousands of years old.
Okay,
and they're from
outer
space.
I was wondering
space.
If it was one of those shows.
Outer space. Oh, they're all
you hear
about from
those
outer
a lot.
Space.
They're
all
That's
from
a big
outer
part
space.
Of one of them's a demon.
But also.
And they
not...
love him and his hot dog body.
Yeah, I liked the voice acting on the show a lot. That was my big takeaway, was that everyone seems to be having a lot of fun doing the voices.
Yeah.
I know.
I would like to do a voice on this show from the 90s. This
Dude,
anime from the 90s.
Like,
I would like to be cast.
This is peak anime voice acting times for dubs, because it's before anime was so popular that they could get, like, they have like more people to choose from, and it's just like the same 10 people all the time, and they're just kind of fucking around but doing a great job.
They should have let me do this as a child as my make-a-wish.
Even though you weren't dying.
Yeah, I just have a wish. I'm fine. I just would like to be on the show. Well, let's get into it. This is episode 9, Sasami and Tsunami. Character who lives at the house who is not a love interest, and Tsunami is a spaceship in the form of a woman who at one point gave Tenchi magic powers
and lives in a tree, but now she can also just be wherever you want, but we'll get into that.
Right, she lives in a tree, and also we haven't seen her in a while, and I don't really understand what she is, but anyway, this episode they all show up back at the hot spring. Remember in episode 5 or whatever it was when they destroyed a hot spring? They're back. They got 8 or 9 people, and they're ready to relax until the owner of the hot spring reminds them that they destroyed her business and have to fix it now.
I actually like that there's a continuity here, and it wasn't just like they just showed up and were like, "We're back." She's like, "Cool. Fix your shit." I'm 80 years old. This is all I have. I built this with my late husband and you destroyed it.
I also think she gets a maternal joy out of bossing all these young men and women around. It's like having a family in the house.
Yeah.
A family that all wants to have sex with each other.
Yeah, that was a weird conflict in the show.
You know, I've seen that movie.
So they got to clean up the house. The men have to repair the damage, and then women have to cook and clean.
You know, as
and
God
so
intended.
So they're not happy about that, but also, as God intended, it's what God wants. Yeah, ladies gotta cook and clean, okay? Sorry. Don't be mad at me. It's Intenshi Muyo Ryo Oki episode 9, Sasami and Tsunami.
Can I ask a question real quick? Just as someone, I've never heard of this show before. Do people like this show? Is this considered like one of the good ones?
Ladies love it.
It's not considered a good one, but it's really fun and like beloved for nostalgia. Like I love this show. It is not a good show. Like
okay.
Ladies love it and they can't get enough though. So here's what you gotta know. Here's the plot of this show is that they have to clean up and none of them want to, but Washu, the scientific minx from space, uses her top intellect and flatters the old lady into getting out of chores.
Well, it's also because she's short, so the old senile lady's like, "You must be a child. Go play."
Surely you are a little Washu.
But then some guy from Reddit pops in. He's like, "Actually, she's not a child, so it's totally normal if I'm into her or whatever."
Yep. Yes, you're learning this show pretty quickly.
I've seen that a lot, but I never have seen what it comes from. And now it's fun to be on the other end of it and be like, "That's who they have."
But
a
to be
of.
Fair, normally
they
when
just
want to
get Washu.
They like the Reddit when that happens. They're usually like literally animated, like you know, like they look like children. Washu at least has like tits and stuff under there.
Sure.
Like, you know.
Yeah, Washu is a whole lot of woman in a little package, so you better look out.
Her voice is a lot though. I mean, it is, it's very childlike.
Washu. I love Washu's voice. She's way better than Ayaka's voice. Princess Ayaka has like an old-timey transatlantic accent for a reason that's never explained.
I'm a huge fan of all their accents. One of them sounds like a I don't know, like a Canadian bad comedian. I don't know which one. I don't remember.
I would love to know which one you're referring to, but we'll have to keep going.
I'm not sure.
So Washu has special permission to go to the woods and play with Sasami because there's supposed to be two girls while everybody else is working. She also, the purveyor of the establishment, claims she could have swore a 9th person is with them, but now looking around as a headcount, there's only 8. So it's like, what am I seeing, a ghost? See, am I looking around? Oh, ghost alert. I thought there were 9, but there's not. So they go to the woods, and Sasami, on her way out, almost tells her sister something. She's like, "Hey, Ayaka." And then Ayaka's like, "What?" And then she's like, "Nothing." And then that's kind of what the drama is now, that's part of the show. And so now we have a wonderful montage segment. Washu and Sasami are looking at wonderful flowers and woodland things.
Yeah,
right?
You know, Washu's a scientist and she's, you know, just kind of doing that thing you do with kids where you're like, "Yeah, this is a flower. You like that? Shit."
Yeah, she's taking a break from looking into why boobs are like that. Scientifically, so that she can look at plants. And Sasami straight up just disappears from the woods, but Washu is like, she's probably fine. And so that's the end of that. Meanwhile, on the roof, all of the men are hammering their own hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
happen.
A comedy scene straight out of the Marx Brothers.
And I was laughing my ass off.
However, anyone who's really hit their hand with a hammer knows that is not funny. And to put that on television is dangerous to encourage it.
Do not hit your hand.
I do like
children if you're watching.
The I like the plot point that all three patriarch, you know, all the men in this family are just like goofy jackasses. Like, because the whole plot is that grandpa was brother husband from, you know, but like, and so he's supposed to be some serene sage, but even in this episode he's getting into antics.
And it does kind of leave out the fact maybe men are only meant to be kept in cages and used as stock for breeding.
Yeah,
that was the big takeaway
fair...
I got.
Yeah,
I mean, they certainly can't fix a roof.
Alex, I also would like to say, so far, you have actually really paid attention to this episode, so I'd like to commend you for your service.
Thank you. I've had some good practice. Also, this one is a little less complicated than previous narratives on the show. So, you know, I could break this streak at any moment. Look out. Meanwhile, in the kitchens, Ryoko and Ayaka bicker over the speed at which tomatoes are, or potatoes are peeled. They're peeling potatoes, and they're saying, you're doing it wrong. No, you're doing it wrong. We're both women, but we have different approaches to things.
And they both suck at it. But we both have breasts. We can agree that they both suck at the potatoes. Ryoko's chopping hers up. Ayaka is just doing it too dainty. But lo and behold, the dark horse, the bimbo herself, Mihoshi. She's so good at it.
She know how to chop the potatoes. Fellas, I think we know what that means.
the potato Woo! Alert.
Potato alarm. Potato alarm.
We got one.
This damsel's peeling the skin off of potatoes.
Oh, shit.
Fellas, does your girl peel potatoes like this?
Woo! My girl peels potatoes like this.
Anyway, so the potato scene is like not short, but then the ladies see a door that opens on its own, and they're like, I'm sorry, I can't peel potatoes in this kind of environment, and they all stop and they go into the hallway, and Ayaka is like looking around, but she only sees Sasami, and she's like, Sasami, did you see a ghost open the door? And Sasami's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And she almost tells her a secret again, but then decides not to. There's a lot of almost telling secrets happening.
Yes.
That's kind of the crux of this episode, is like, Ayaka, I have something. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, what I like about this show is it zigzags between, like, traditional, like, action-y anime shit, and then the other direction, which is, like, the girls' manga, like, shoujo stereotypes, and, like, in girl manga and shows, it's all about all the tension and plot points are just someone's too shy and pure to give someone one single piece of information, and you're just right. Like, I just simply can't, I'm just so weak with feelings.
And this was covered in the anime news.
Yes, because of the boobs.
What can they do?
They're simply too fragile to tell each other vital information. And so we cut back to the men on the roof, and now they be seeing a ghost, and men be seeing a ghost sometimes. And now they all have to talk about, like, hey, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I've been seeing a ghost all day.
Yeah.
Should we be concerned? Is there a ghost? And yeah, then a mysterious fog enters the room.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, yes, but Katie. I like how they're essentially having, like, a ghost intervention in this room where they're like, Tenchi, we simply must talk about the ghost problem.
You have to talk about the ghost. We can't just keep silent about the ghost. And because they're talking about a ghost, a mysterious fog enters the room, and Grandpa says, I have to tell you something. Here is a story from long ago. Once there was a young couple that be having a baby, but the mama is really sick. And one stormy night, so this mama is so sick, right? And
how
she's
sick
having a baby.
Is she?
She's so sick.
Yo, mama's so sick, she having a baby.
Oh,
she's having a baby soon.
Oh, shit.
Please, I must get through the story. So that she's so sick because of the pregnancy. And one night they hear a voice howling through the wind, and it says, head to the west, go over three mountains, and you'll find an herb that can cure any kind of sickness. Sound familiar?
Please get your vaccine, listeners.
Yeah, it brings back to the conversation Washu was having about the flowers earlier.
Right, Washu is like, if only there was some gonge here that I could freaking chief. Nothing I like better than puffing up a sweater. You know what I'm saying? It's the morning, y'all.
Now let's keep going. You can do it, baby.
And so anyway, so the mysterious ghost tells them there's a herb that'll fix the wife. And the wife is like, I hear this ghost, but I don't think you should go, to the husband. And the husband says, well, it's a ghost, I have to trust it. And he goes out into the mountains and never returns. And then the wife dies very lonely. End of story.
It's a good story. I've told you that.
And her name is the White Ghost, and now she's searching for her husband as a ghost. Ooh. And so they're all very frightened. Yeah, but the caretaker.
They're in a closet with a candle and doing spooky ghost shit.
Right, because it's so spooky. And the caretaker hears a story and goes over to Grandpa and goes, "You're still telling that old story?" And he goes, "That's right. I like to lie. It's the only way I can bust."
Yeah, this show's pretty horny.
And he's surrounded by young women, and they are not interested in him.
But they're not young. They're 1,000 years old.
But they're also far older than he is. That's important to know.
Yeah. So it's actually not weird.
The age thing, I do think, like, I'm starting to understand the lore of this show, except for the years old part. That really seems like it is not tethered in any reality that they've established. Like, why is Washu 8,000 years old, but she looks 25? And why is...
She was in a crystal.
Why is Asami 10 years old, but... 1,000 years old, and they do a flashback 700 years ago, and she looks 6 years old.
Because they aged.
That
slower.
Was the part where I thought that was a twist when it they're like 700 years ago. I was like, oh shit, she's really old. But now I'm learning that was the one part that we all knew already.
Yeah, we did all know it, and we're not impressed.
It's no, you just kind of like gotta pretend it makes sense.
And then if they age slowly, why isn't Sasami really wise? I guess is my question. If she's, like, actually 1,000 years... Even if she looks like a girl, shouldn't she be, like, more capable than most adults?
No, because, like, maybe it's just, like, the aging process is different. So, like, in dry years, she's still a little dumb baby.
Right. She's, like, a fine wine.
I think if I was 1,000 years old, I'd still be pretty dumb.
No, I would be so wise. I've almost learned some Japanese this year. What if I had 900 years to learn some Japanese?
Drop some on us. Can we hear it? Is that putting you on the spot?
Yay or no? We have a segment where I do like Japanese vocab, but anytime I go out of the box on this, I'm inevitably corrected online and it sucks. So I'm going to not do that.
That's fair.
Anyway, so there's a freaking ghost in the mix. And what is the deal with that? Also, Grandpa's a liar. He just lies for tail.
Dick.
And so Tenchi, unrelated to this story, goes to fix the lights by himself in the basement. The lights have gone out. What's that? A rustling? Oh, I thought I heard a rustling. I'm just a young teen. Oh, it's just a can! Oh, but then something touches his shoulder and it's a ghost.
G-g-g-ghost.
Yeah, so this episode actually has very strong Scooby-Doo vibes to it. Did you feel that?
Yeah. It does.
It's Scooby-Doo, but with the element of sexual tension just ratcheted up to, and I don't know, 7 out of 10.
That show is pretty, there's a lot of sexual tension already.
I would say that this is not horny for a Tenchi Muyo episode, but extremely horny for a Scooby-Doo episode.
I think we can all agree.
So he feels a hand on his shoulder and then busts through a wall and jumps into a lake in fear. As you would.
Yeah.
But it turns out it wasn't a lake.
Wouldn't you know it, it's not a lake. Not only is he frightened, it's not a lake, and it's a woman's spa. And all the ladies are naked in there.
Fuck.
But no one seems to care, really. It's kind of just like Starship Troopers-y.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot like Starship Troopers, in that they're united in their national purpose to destroy the buggers.
I think we can all agree.
You know what it is, though, Jeremy, is a few episodes ago they had the spa episode and kind of got all their like shyness of their bodies out of the way.
Sure.
And so now it's just we're ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is this a common anime thing? Do they just do that a lot? The spa thing? Because
it's extremely common.
I watched all of Evangelion this quarantine, and they have one. They do an episode about it in that too, I think.
Almost every show that has women as main characters has a sexy spa episode.
But also, it just like, I mean, I'm not trying to act like these scenes aren't specifically supposed to be sexual, but like, you know, group baths and hot spring stuff is just like very culturally common. So I think it's like the site of a lot of psychosexual energy for young people growing up there.
Right.
Yeah, to you it would be like going to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Remember the sexual excitement you felt going to see your first baseball game?
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, all those bats
the crack and
balls.
Of the bat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Oh, they're warming up with the heavy bat.
All those ooh. Mutton chops. Ooh, it's the 90s.
Ooh, I hope I'm not a foul ball.
When I went to sleepaway camp as a kid, I had to do group showers, and it mostly made me feel just shame.
Right, wow. But imagine if there were ladies in the showers, and they loved you. They didn't even know why, they just do.
Yeah, it would be pretty crazy for me.
Right, and it's a crazy show. So anyway, so Tenchi's telling all these ladies in the spa about the ghost. He's like, there's a freaking ghost here, ladies. And they're like, what the heck? I'm frightened of ghosts. And he goes, me too. I'm afraid of ghosts. And as a fun side note, Tenchi's dad is looking for him in the basement while he's doing this. And he is electrocuted, but not to death. That's just something that's fun that happens while they're doing this.
Yeah, his dad's a pervert and he sucks.
Yeah, he's a pervert and he sucks, and so it's okay if maybe he has 9,000 volts crammed through his body. But while they're outside in the spa discussing the ghost, they see a reflection in the pond of a grown woman, and it's coming from Sasami herself.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not only is it a grown woman, it's the spaceship that's also a tree, Tsunami. Remember her from the 5 minutes she was in the show before?
It wasn't 5 minutes. She was fully a major part of that episode.
I know it's because we're watching the OVA, Katie, but they really do cram her into this. They have her as a tree a bunch, but then powers and stuff, that was very forced.
Alex, I am not arguing that this show is weird and poorly written.
I think it's good and normal.
I feel like I'm being bullied by all of the nation of Japan.
No,
so
I'm just saying, I'm saying the show makes no fucking sense. Like, I'm not, you're fine. I'm just, you know, to me, I thought she was, she was a big part of that episode, but I can see how she wasn't.
She is an important woman, and she lives in Sasami's shadow now. And so Ayaka goes and finds Sasami in the water. She's in water, but sometimes she's on land. Or in a mirror. Look, it's not clear where she is. The point is, there's a lady in the girl. And so Sasami runs away into the woods because she's frightened. And Ayaka goes to find her. And she's crying in the woods. Everyone else has also stumbled upon her in the woods. But Washu, assassin style, takes them out one by one and binds and gags them. Except for Tenchi, who she loves because of his hot dog body.
Yeah. Well, also, Washu seems to be the only one who understands that, like, maybe two sisters should talk about this alone, but they're still going to eavesdrop because no one here has boundaries.
No one has boundaries.
Boundaries.
Boundaries are not for space. So, Sasami says, Ayaka, I'm not the real Sasami, and I am weeping. And Ayaka goes, what? Lol, you're crazy. And then she goes, I'm not crazy. 700 years ago, let's look at a flashback here. 700 years ago when Ryoko attacked Jirai, remember that? That pivotal point in our lore? I was but a girl then, and I got lost in a mall with no hand railings. I fell 1,000 feet to my death.
Okay, it was... I believe what they were implying is because all their spaceships are, like, plant-based, that was, like, everybody's spaceship trees in the nursery. But, yeah, there was no hand railings, and it was...
There's no hand railings. It was like a huge breach of code.
It was like a Mobius drawing, you know? It was, like, very 60s sci-fi, and, yeah, she fell to her child death. And she was bleeding all over the floor.
Although she did sound
what
like...
What a mess.
from so far how I understand the aging, she did have a good 200 year long life before that. But yeah, she fell to her child death, and by doing that, the spaceship Tsunami, who was a woman and a tree, took her form and now shares her soul. And so they are both Sasami and Tsunami, and
it's kind of
they get
like,
into this later.
I think it's kind of like, so there's a version of Thor in Marvel Comics where instead of him just being a dude, he lives inside a normal person, but then sometimes he takes over the body of the person. So like, Tsunami is a separate person from Sasami, but then eventually they will become one. But right now they are absorbed into each other, but separate people.
They have a rent sharing agreement, I guess, is how I would pitch it to all of the downwardly mobile millennials who listen to this show.
It seems like a bad deal for the little girl.
I think the idea is that she gets to live.
She gets to live, but also that Tsunami is living rent-free in Sasami's head, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yes. That's fair. I get that.
And
that
she's living there rent-free, sis. And that's the tea. And that the spaceship is also a woman and is a tree, and there's this girl who's a tree, and she died at the mall. And... that makes all of the women cry to hear that, and so Ayaka and Sasami remember fondly running through a field and weeping together as children. Remember how we would weep? Oh, what fun we had.
The memory, this is like how fucked up Ayaka is. She's thinking of this as a pleasant memory in which she was making her sister chase after her while sobbing, and she was like, oh, it's so funny, she's crying. I'm gonna keep, it's a fun game we're playing.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, why don't I try to make her cry again with this fun trick I like to do?
Maybe if I, like, break her arm, she'll cry. And then that will be a nice memory for us. Sometimes when you have a little sibling, you just want to see them cry as a power trip.
Mm.
I think we all agree to that.
Just to hold it
That's
over
such
their
a
heads.
Fact, you can put it on the anime news. But it's agreed that even though they did not fully understand their relationship before, they are in fact sisters, and they're in love that way. And so later that night, Sasami is napping because she's a little girl and I guess hundreds of years old, and Tsunami appears, who is a grown woman in a robe. And she fully explains that they share a body and that later Sasami will look like her. Now all the men come to the forest to barbecue a squid.
Yeah, because the lights come back on. It's a beautiful spring cherry blossom evening. It's time to barbecue squid and get drunk.
That's right. Hey, let's take this sea creature and eat of its flesh. You, get my childhood son drunk and have of his body.
Well, Ryoko... offers Tenchi some sake, and then he's like, I'm underage, and then his dad and his grandpa is like, do it, fuck that older woman,
it's
get
fine.
Drunk.
Yeah, he literally says, I'm a minor.
Yeah, he literally says that.
It's very weird.
It is weird when you just say it like that, but also...
I'm a minor, and she's like, shut up, let's kiss.
I watched you be born because I'm a ghost. And so Tenchi, in dodging the sake, falls off a rock and goes unconscious. And so they just ignore him for the rest of the night. And so, you know how you would if somebody fell off a rock and went unconscious? And so Ryoko instead goes to drink with Ayaka, who she hates. And they're kind of both glowering, and it's not really clear why. And then Tsunami appears again because Sasami's still asleep. And she goes, don't be upset, I'm your sister. And she goes, I'm not upset about that. I'm upset because you look so fucking good.
Yeah, oh so God. Ryoko and Ayaka true. Become upset when they realize that Sasami is going to grow up to look like Tsunami, who is a beautiful adult woman, and they're like, oh no, she will be more beautiful than us, because this is what women are concerned about, competitiveness of beauty for men's attentions. This show is written by a man. So they both freak out.
Ladies are like that. That's what they're like.
I appreciate that you pointed it out that it's written by a man, just to give him credits for how right he got it.
Yeah, he got it so right. And my favorite part about this sequence is that the whole thing about when Tsunami talks is, you know, she's always floating above the water and she's very ethereal and like, I am the wise spirit of the tree from the future and da-da-da-da and the prophecy. And then these two bitches are like, shut up, you hot piece of meat.
We get it. You're like Carmen Electra. Like... Also, and Katie, tell me how you feel about this, but Tsunami, she's like a very majestically beautiful, I guess, but she is wearing like 9 robes, and it's not someone you look at and are like, whoa, hot peace alert.
Yeah, well,
I gotta stop what I'm doing.
I think it's supposed to be implied she's like beautiful, like not necessarily like a hot piece of snatch, but also like,
right, she's not a hot piece of snatch.
But
beautiful,
you know,
piece of snatch.
Who knows what's under, like, as we like read as we read in the article, why men's like boobs though, or whatever, that, you know, when a lady dresses a certain way, it really makes you wonder where them boobies doing. What direction are they going
in? And it makes it adds to the mystery, and it also is sure to point out there is no reason why. She's just a more beautiful woman than the rest of them, and they're jealous and they wish they were her. But also, she is a ghost who lives in a child and won't be an adult for what seems like another 10,000 years. So don't worry about it. Now all the ladies are bickering and they fall in a lake. Someone get a towel for these ladies. End of episode.
Yep.
And that's episode 9. Susami to Tsunami. Let's rate and review.
Okay. out of 7 Dragon Balls, I will give this 5 out of 7. I loved everything that happened in this, but there wasn't like enough like robot fuckery, but you know, I mean spaceship fuckery, but like overall it was a really good episode. I love the lore. I mean, my brain is completely blinded by nostalgic love for this show, so keep that in mind. But
right.
It's not very often that anime does comedic beats and it at least has recognizable comedy to it as opposed to like anime comedy, and I thought that there was some actual comedy in this, and I love some tender moments between sisters and a secret, and I love how this show looks and sounds, so fuck it. That's my
and it
thoughts.
Plus had that irresistible human truth that ladies be jealous when another lady looks so fine.
Yeah,
it's true.
It was good to learn from it.
It's funny because it's true. Jeremy, out of 7 Dragon Balls, what are you rating this?
Yeah, no, I learned a lot about how women be. So it's very helpful for me. I'm going to give this a 2 out of 7. I really liked the voice acting. I thought it was fun. Everyone seemed like they were having a blast. Didn't understand a word of what they said, though.
Right. It was more eye candy for you.
Yeah, ear candy.
Right, it's more ear candy.
that was the
your ears were
sounds.
Mesmerized.
Oh yeah, baby! I just wanted to rub those voices against my ears because they feel amazing against the guy's body.
Rub against my lobes. I'm gonna say 3 out of 7 because I'm watching this show for its raw sex appeal and it's very focused on sisterly love. And hey, that's not why I'm here, fellas.
Nope. Yeah, you're here for the biddies.
If you're not gonna do Star Wars stuff, you better at least have a juicy spa sequence, but not this one, a different one.
We got one naked girl.
They're usually all naked though, is the thing.
They're all naked, and also there's just more drama to it. I don't know, there wasn't enough drama there. Well, I'm giving it 3 out of 7. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like this show.
it's a fun show, and I look forward to watching it every week, and do not look forward to having to explain what happened every week, as that is always much worse for me than watching the show.
Sorry, BB.
But such is the curse of my life.
So do you recommend, like, people who want to watch this show, they should watch it, just watch the actual show, as opposed to just listen to the recaps?
No, I would suggest they not only listen to the recaps, but get more of their friends to listen to the recaps. And like, increase overall viewership of the recaps any way they can. And then get if the they want out. To, they could also maybe watch the show. I do enjoy it. Well, that's it for this week. I think we had a lot of fun behind the paywall today. Jeremy, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Where can our listeners find you once more?
Oh, you can check me out by listening to the previous Ballin' Out Super episode where we talked about Dragon Ball.
Oh, I'll be sure to check that out. And I'll look for you in my latest video games.
Yeah, I'm also in every video game.
Yeah, he's
I'm
like
Tron.
An Easter egg.
Yeah.
Whoa, the Tron? Shit.
I'm Tron, yeah.
I was Jeff Bridges in Tron. It's you gotta take what you get. Well, that's it for this week. I want to leave you all on some good vibes, and that's why we'll be playing Chet Hayes.
Woo!
Song I haven't looked up the name of yet.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Stretch it out, girl, stretch it out.
Why don't you
stretch?